Blog Talk Radio.
Insight by Damaris for the week ending 4/18. And so I decided to do something a little different. Last week I did the same thing where I posted a scenario and then asked a question at the end. And so this week the insight is the same, of course, different scenario. And so it was posted on Facebook and some people gave their response, their answers, which were all good and relevant. And so I wanted to take the time to break down this scenario because it does relate to, or it is, I should say, this week's insight. And so after we do that, there will be, the lines will be open. It's a very small show, so we're only doing 30 minutes. And so, which it looks like my time is sort of off here, so we're supposed to do 30 minutes. We'll see what happens. I'll start now because it looks like my time is shorter than what I thought. So I'm going to go ahead and read the insight that I posted earlier and then sort of go over the notes about that. So here we go. And so for those who might be listening, who didn't see it posted on the Facebook, on my Facebook, it goes, the ego and the soul. So it says, a woman went into a relationship without many expectations or stipulations, just sort of free-like. After being involved for a while, her partner decides that he is interested in seeing someone else. But if she wanted, she could still be his girl number one and stick around. Unaware of his intentions, the proposal took her off guard and she became very angry. Although she knew the relationship was not for her, she decided to stick around and be spiteful to make him pay or make him want her more than the other woman. Her ego could not let go and she remained. Time passed and her energy became dwindled. She became confused as to how to move forward in her career. Once focused, passionate about life and the potential to succeed, she now was disoriented and on the verge of depression. Although her parents were supportive of her when she was active in her career pursuit, they now hold money from her because to them she cannot be trusted. She is now wondering who she is and has a difficult time finding her sole purpose. How did she lose herself? A, she never knew herself to begin with and was living out her parents' dreams. B, depression medication took her down a dark path. C, she put too much into her relationships with others. And D, other explain. So it gave people room to explain. Now, back to the insight, and that is the insight, but back to the insight, here are the notes that I took on this. And first, for this week, we want to be mindful of our ego. And how does it flare? Does it flare up easily? And if so, why? So pay attention to your ego this week. Also, it says be responsible for your own life and education. How can you learn more about your ego and direct it? Can you separate your ego's desires from your soul's desires? So this means that the reading is suggesting that we kind of investigate and say, is this my ego? Is this my soul? And be responsible for that. I know earlier someone wrote in on the post on Facebook and said, well, it sounds like she felt abandoned, and then we start talking about their parents and stuff like that. And really the scenario is that she was, her parents did what they could do. They did all that they could do. It's up to us to further our education as far as our own, how our own bodies work, how our egos work. How can we stimulate ourselves and figure out more about us? So it's easy to blame society. It's easy to blame her parents. Oh, well, they didn't do enough. They left her in the dark. I don't know. But at the end of the day, we have a right to figure out our own ego and our soul's purpose. Now, it's interesting, as I go into it a little bit more, the main reminder of this particular scenario or story is something that was hidden. So it wasn't really known. It was hidden in the story. And what it is that she, the story reads that she became disoriented. She became on the verge of depression. Her energy was dwindling. And those are signs of having spiritual attack, like attachment, being attacked, or other energies or spiritual influences that come inside of our own aura. So what she did was, when she associated herself with her partner, who he was associated with somebody else, she connected herself with something unknown. Now, it's interesting because that is the easiest way, or one of the easiest ways, to get a spiritual attachment. So if you're sharing yourself with another person, it's easy for that energy to sort of merge and get almost like an STD. It would be like a spiritual transmitted disease. So in this case, that is what happened. So it was really connected to energy that was unknown, and so it was being passed to her. So this reading is a reminder to pay attention. Understand that your energy is definitely connected to other people, other energy, to keep yourself clear. And so all the answers that everybody gave was true, very true. However, the unknown is something that we need to pay attention to. And so sometimes our ego will make us ignore signs or ignore our soul's purpose. The ego will take over. And so that's what this week's reading is about, checking the ego, sitting down with yourself and saying, what is my ego doing or wanting, and what does my soul want, and really looking into that. Okay, so I'm going to start off with a caller. Let's see. Hold on here. Area code 510, you're live. Hello.
Hi. I didn't want to talk. I was just listening.
Oh, I thought you were live. Oh, okay. I thought for whatever reason, it looked like your hand was up. I thought you were live. Do you have any comments? Did you hear the rest of the story?
I only got to hear half of it. From the half that I did hear, I really did like about the whole ego thing. You know, checking your ego and the spiritual attacks that can attach, or spirits that could attach themselves to it, if you aren't standing in your own purpose and strength and all that stuff.
Right. And in this scenario, too, she was seeing someone, but he was seeing someone else. So a lot of times we subject ourselves to, this person has somebody else, but, oh, that's okay. As long as he or she treats me well, that's fine. But we don't know what that person, what energy that person is bringing back to us.
From that other person.
Yeah. Yep. So that's that was very interesting. So I have I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen, being that you didn't have any questions. And I will take another call. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, caller 404.
Hi, Damaris.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Who's this? Can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you. I hate
Hello?
When it happens. I can hear you. Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, it's Rochelle. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You in a tunnel?
Oh.
You're calling from a tunnel.
I had to, I'm using a different phone because my phone is jacked up, so apparently this phone is jacked up. I just wanted to get a general body scan, most likely focusing on health.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of fasting, but I've been having some issues with my head, and I'm like, what is that?
I know. You know what it looks like. I would make sure that you're getting enough water because your head looks really huge on the body scan. So it literally looks like there's internal inflammation, like your brain isn't getting enough oxygen and stuff like that. And so what I would do is make sure I would invest in a blood cleanser. You know, I always promote Dr. Tate's blood cleanser. So to make sure that you're cleaning out your blood. So I think as mucus and stuff like that comes up and out, especially when you sweat, because usually when you're working out, you're sweating, so you're doing a form of detox. So you want to make sure that, one, as you're detoxing, that you're also supplying the body with what it needs. So more water, and I know you drink a lot of water, but you probably want to do more water than what you have been, being that you're working out.
Right.
And then I will go ahead and put the minerals right there in the water and drink that. So you might want to do, it's called Source Naturals, colloidal minerals. Those are good. They've always been good for me. So it's called Source Naturals. Source Natural. You can Google it, and it's colloidal minerals. So it's a colloidal trace metal. And you add that directly to your water, or you want to do the cell food. Remember that one?
Yeah,
cell
I have
food
that.
And get those dry and add it. Use it. Yep. Add that to your water. So get a lot more of that. So what I would do is more water, and I would do the blood cleanser, and that will help with some circulation. And then as far as your foods and stuff, for whatever reason, I would make sure that there's like non-inflammatory foods. So you might want to just kind of Google, make sure you're eating everything according to your blood type right now. So somehow your body is reacting to the workout, but I feel for you it's like a form of detox. You might also want to modify or switch your days. So switch up the days that you work out. I would switch them up. So rest on the days that you have been working out, and then, you know, switch the days up. But I see your head does look really, it looks big, but it looks inflamed, like there's internal inflammation. So it could be like mucusy and stuff like that. Are you getting headaches or anything, or just pressure, or what is it?
You know, it's pressure, but it's like a, you know, like when I saw you before, it's like a pulsating, like out of, it's like a jittery feeling, like almost like as if something, it almost feels like something's in there just like palpitating. It's just like when I told you how my finger was jittering before, now it's, it went to the back of my head. You know, it's like it's traveling.
Well, it looks like it's inflamed and it looks like it's moving on one side. So it might start moving around. You might need to, I would go ahead and do a head cleanse, because I think you could, maybe you're exercising something out of you. So I would do like a head cleanse because it does, it looks like your head. If I knew if I was going to see you, I would send it. Or maybe I'll text you what your body scan looks like. But the head looks odd. It looks it's stretched out on one side. And there's like
the left
the energy
side.
Kind of that's exactly it. And it's kind of like the energy circling around. So when you can, try to come see me. But if you can't, make sure you're doing some head cleanses. And I know you switch your hair up and all that kind of, clear all the stuff in your hair. Because you like to wear the falls and the whatever, you know, all that stuff, cleanse all your hair, you know, so cleanse that, smudge it out, do a head cleanse, a hair rinse.
Okay, yeah, because it kind of got me nervous, because I'm like, it went from my finger to my lip, and now
moving
around the back of my head, and it's all the left
that's
side.
That's an attachment. It's sticking out. I'm going to send it to you. It's like protruded out on the left, like it's inflamed, like internal. It's trying to work itself out.
Okay.
So
but you don't see my heart. But you don't see my heart. You don't see my heart sticking. That last time you said my heart was.
Nope, your heart's not. Nope, I don't see it. I do see a little part by your stomach. So you could be working out some extra, you know, old parasites and stuff like that. You know. So I see your stomach. I don't see your heart this time.
Okay.
But
my
I do see your legs. You need to make sure. You need to make sure you're doing enough stretches. You know, like stretching before you get all in your workout, because I see that you might end up pulling something with your leg, looks like your hamstring area. Well, no, just stretch out. That's why we get readings, to kind of get the heads up. Just stretch it out. So if you're just getting it hardcore and you're not doing enough stretching, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Start doing that now.
I only said, oh, gosh, because, yeah, it's been my leg, my stomach, everything that you said. But it's all on the left side. Everything's on the left side.
That's crazy. But we got to try to get it out. Energy comes in through the left. It leaves out through the right. So at least when it starts traveling out to the right, it's starting to go out. It wants to leave out. So we got to try to get it out there. The only thing I can say right now is to do a head cleanse.
Okay.
You can also put your head up against a tree to help it to pull out some of the energy that way. That's very effective. And then come see me when you can. And when you can, just make a regular session. We'll just do, like, nothing but, like, energy work.
Okay.
To pull it out. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right.
So all right, I hope I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you will.
then, you know
you will.
Change your pillowcases and make sure you smudge in where you lay your head and stuff like that. But, yeah, the thing is agitated. It's trying to come out. I think it was what was in your stomach. Some of that. I think it's just moving, trying to get out. Because you've been really on your health kick. You've changed a lot. So this is probably just the last. This is the last showdown.
and it's trying to get me.
Yeah.
It's trying to get me. Yeah. You're right. That's what it feels like.
I'm going to do a show just on spiritual attachments one day because it's getting very intense. And for people who just want to ignore it or doesn't think that it exists or whatever, it's very intense. I spoke with a lady today, and she was saying how she was driving to check on a friend's restaurant in Athens, Georgia. And on her way back, she was driving. All of a sudden, her head and her throat just became thick and congested. And so her friend who was sitting next to her was like, you need some water or whatever. And she was like, oh, my God, my throat. She's like, what is that? And he said, oh, that's strange. He said, that literally just happened to me, too. Then they realized they had just passed a graveyard.
Oh, wow.
So they were driving, like, feeling normal. And then all of a sudden, like, they felt their head and their throat, like, fill up. Like, it's almost like it was filling up with something, she said.
Yeah.
So
things
are getting a lot more, for whatever reason, things are getting intense. I'm going to do a show on it because what is really happening is that as we evolve, because a lot of people are evolving, so as we evolve, you know, it's just like everybody's on a health kick. They're trying to do better. They're clearing themselves. Oh, I want to get my chakras aligned. So as we're evolving, we're shining, but everything's evolving. So then just imagine the things that are a little bit more parasitical or darker or whatever. They're like, ooh, they're evolving too, trying to catch on to, you know, what we're floating on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to take things up a little, you know, we have to take them up a notch. So I'm definitely going to, and I think that's why even this week as far as the ego is really important, like managing that, because the ego can allow us to connect with other energies that are just not good for us. And then even the gym, there's a lot of things, energies being passed around in the gym. I know you work out pretty much at your house, but like if you go to the gym and stuff like that, people sweating, they're releasing a lot of stuff. So it's just going to require us to really – it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a reminder just to really get on our game. That's it.
Right.
You know?
You're right.
So.
All right. You've been very helpful. Very helpful, as always.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
I'll see you soon. All right.
Perfect. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 703.
Hey, Damaris. It's Aisha. How are you?
Aisha, how are you?
I'm good. Okay.
That's a surprise.
I wanted to do a body scan, and also I have a question about, I found a place where I can live, and I'm planning on moving out in 2 weeks, finally.
Ooh.
So I wanted to see if that move would be okay. It's a room in a house that I'll be sharing with somebody else, so it's a start. It's not my own place, but it's a start getting out of this house. So I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Okay, good. I'm doing your body scan. You know what? I'm going to do the person's body scan who you're going to move with. Maybe I'll do it like that just to kind of see what the energy would be like. Hang on a second. Well, it seems like the energy is okay. I would just, as far as, like, monies and stuff like that, making sure, you know, the money is good, you know, is that person pretty solid financially, you know, as well, at least, like, I know, you know, when we share, usually we're splitting the bills and stuff like that. But
right.
Like, do you know that person? Are they responsible for their bills or stuff like that?
Yeah, it's his house, so he lives there. He seems mm-hmm. to be responsible. He's pretty established. He's older. I would say like 40s, late 40s, maybe 50.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a house. Mm-hmm. He owns a second house in D.C. somewhere. So he basically is renting out that big house of his and he moved into a smaller unit, and he wanted to rent out both bedrooms. So I'm trying to convince him to not rent out the other bedroom and have just the two of us live there together, because I have to share the bathroom with him. So I'm just kind of that's the only part that just
okay.
but he seems like he's a good responsible person.
Mhm. Yeah. The thing is about the money is that, like, if you're trying to get him not to rent out the other place, then he would probably want you to pay for that. I think that being that money is coming up, at least looking at his body scan, he could be okay. But the reason why maybe there's a need now to, you know, rent, or maybe he wants to get something else where he's going to need the extra money or something like that. So there's something there with money, or he just could be, I'm not saying greedy, but just very money conscious, you know, like, so the thing is that it's I doubt that he will not rent that space out, but maybe if you decide to pay more or something, you know,
right.
then that maybe that won't be a problem. So, but
right.
there's something about him and money and kind of needing it. So I don't know if he was in a divorce or if there's child support or any something like that, but it seems like there's a need for it.
Okay.
So.
But it's a good move, right? Mm-hmm.
It seems like a good move. I would just sort of, and not to put like a serious alarm on it, but I would just sort of, like, when it comes down to sharing the bathroom or whatever, I don't want you to feel funny about it, but at the same time, I would just make sure that you are, and I know you will be, but like real appropriate. Like, don't give any kind of indication that, you know, like, how could I put it? Like, don't walk around too open.
Okay. Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, don't walk around, like, with some, like, a see-through whatever in your bra and your panties are showing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's
good.
All I'm saying. Like, you know, just not to give the wrong, I mean, if you don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, give the wrong approach, just kind of keeping it business, right? Or
right. No. Right. Definitely right.
Okay. All right. So.
And then what about my body scan? What about my body scan?
You know, your body scan looks interesting. What I would say is, make sure, do you feel okay financially and everything? Do you feel like you're ready to move and you're pretty solid?
Yes. It's affordable, so I'm able to do it every month. It's not going to kill me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I would just say it looks like you're moving forward. It just looks like you're kind of slightly not fully engaged or a little timid about it. So you're just sort of, you know, you're holding yourself very tight about it. So
I would just take a deep breath.
Yeah, just take a deep breath and just go all in and give yourself a creative project to do. You know, go out, you know, just take things to the next level.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, just go ahead and take things to the next level. Like, okay, I'm moving. I'm going to do, you know, have some activities planned. You know, do one of those paint nights or pottery classes or whatever. You know, take a Home Depot wood class. Or you know, just do something to get you in the swing of things, like being out, you know, you're on your own, that kind of thing. So
okay.
Just go ahead and do it.
Okay, one more question. There's always a guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that
mm-hmm.
lives in Oklahoma City. I met him online,
mm-hmm.
which I have kind of worried about, but I met him online, and
mm-hmm.
we've been talking, and I'm going to go visit him. Do you see anything about
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah, was he in a relationship recently?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, I think he's lying.
Really?
Find out if he's lying. Yeah, just, you know, kind of fish around. Find out, say, now, did you tell me that you haven't been in a relationship? Or does he have children?
He does. He has a 7-year-old.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Boy.
7, huh? Okay. Well, find out what's the situation with he and the mom. You know, if there's, you know, something extra that he's not really saying.
Okay.
That's all. It just seems like he's connected. It just seems like he's connected to someone else closer than what he probably should be if he's looking to get to knowing someone else.
Oh. Seems connected to some. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so it might just be, and it could just be his son's mother or whatever, but just find out, like, you know, just tell him, put all his cards on the table. Act like it's real cool.
Okay.
Just, you know, put your cards out on the table and just see what he says, because it seems like some people are not really willing to speak about certain things, especially when you meet them online, but
mm-hmm.
it just looks like he's a little closer to someone, you know, else. He's kind of close to that person. So just kind of find out, you know, how he interacts maybe with the child's mom.
Okay.
But it just looks like there's still some kind of attachment there.
Okay. God, why do I always keep attracting these type of guys that are unavailable? Okay, I get it.
Well, probably because it's on the internet. You might just have to just meet people in person for a while. You know, could be connected to how you're meeting that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just kind of switch it up. Mm-hmm. People can easily, like, hide. They don't want to always be as truthful, you know, online. So.
Okay.
I would just maybe switch that up for a while. Yeah. So you're moving out. Start going out. Get some real live and direct dates. You know. Go
right.
to some events in your area and meet some people just. Right there in person.
Okay, but it is time for me to move, right? The man you're saying is okay to me.
Yeah, look, you should have moved like 3-4 years ago. What you mean it's time for me?
I know.
You should have been gone. Yeah, go on and move.
No. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
I appreciate it.
It was good to hear you.
One question. You didn't tell me what my body scan. You said it was interesting.
I did. I said it looked like you're holding yourself very tight, like you're scared. You know, but you are moving forward. You're just moving forward very timid and very scared.
Oh,
so that's why I said kind of get out, like, you know, like it looks like you're even though you're moving forward, like a transformer that's sort of like you're squishing yourself in. So you're not like fully, your body isn't fully erect. It's kind of weird. That's why I said it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
So you're just a little timid, you know, and you don't want to at least kind of play it off. You don't want to be too timid because then you look like prey. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to look like prey.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see. I think we hung out here. Okay, so that is it. Thank you, you guys, for calling in. I hope that this week's insight has been helpful. If you need to contact me, you know how to do it. You can always email me, damaris9@gmail.com, damaris9@gmail.com. If you want to schedule a reading, I appreciate you. I appreciate your referrals, and I hope that everyone has an amazing week. Thank you.